People try to transmit data over the air, over wireless channels, but there are a lot of wireline channels available that we could exploit for communicating this. Luc van den Dorper with the Université Catholique de Louvain in Louvain-la-Neuve does research on communication over power lines. Is that a channel that is as nasty as the multipath channel?
Well, the power line channel has quite some specific problems. First of all, we are talking about power line in the access network, so it means outside the house, in front of the meter. Something that we have to analyze is that it is made of multiple conductors. And the first question that needs to be answered is which circuit should we use, or how should we couple the signal onto those different conductors? There are several possibilities that need to be analyzed. Then, definitely, this is a channel that was not built, that was not put there to transmit information in the high frequency bandwidth. So transmission there as well needs to be analyzed. And what are the possible problems? They are definitely the radio interference that will exist all over and that will be captured by the channel, like in DSL lines basically. Another issue is that the load of those channels may change from time to time, which means that you have a time varying channel, not as fast as a wireless fast moving channel. And another issue which is also very important is that you might have quite strong limitation on the power that you can transmit just because of problem of egress noise. You are not also allowed to corrupt services that were in the air or over the air before you start transmission. So there are quite a number of challenges. On top of this, power line is also a channel for which you need to solve the multiple access issue. It's not like in DSL where each user is given his own connection. Power line, you have several wires, but they have to be shared among a number of different customers. So there are a number of open questions there.
What would be the most appropriate frequency bands? If you're too low, you get a lot of noise and problems with the power distribution itself. If you're too high up, you have too much attenuation.
That's right. That's a question that I cannot be answered properly at the moment because we miss a bit of data. We need really to model cables and to have measurement campaigns to have an idea of the different type of channel that we may meet, definitely.
Thank you very much. Like, beware of high voltages.
Okay, thank you. Stay alive.